There is another benefit and open house for this beautiful young woman, Alexis Bolstead, who on August 4th had a terrible accident. She hit her head and lost consciousness. She was taken to Essentia Hospital, diagnosed with a skull fracture, and that's when the story began that night. And there is another benefit for her and her family this weekend. It's going on at Vic's Aircraft Sales and Flight Training on 19th Avenue North in Fargo. We'll have all those details for you. But we've had an opportunity to talk to John Bolstead, who is Alexis's dad, and for the first time, it's really good to see you, Johnny. Nice to have you here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We've old friends.
Yes, been a long time.
Ben, it is a very long time. How does it feel to have this sort of collective community behind you and your family through this journey?
Oh, it's been overwhelming. You know, there's so many people we want to thank, and people we don't even know that are coming out of the woodwork to give us support and help and whatever we need, and It's been overwhelming how the community has come together, how the schools in the Fargo-Moorhead area have come together for Lexi and supported her with fundraising and other events.
We'll talk more about how Alexis is doing, and I understand there's been some really good progress made out at Craig Hospital. But if you don't mind, let's go back to that night. Johnny is also a captain for the Fargo Fire Department. You were on duty that night and actually heard the call. Can you go back and relive that a little bit for us, if you don't mind?
Yeah, I'm up at the Northside Station, Station 3, and this accident happened at 44th Avenue and Veterans Boulevard on the roundabout. And I heard the call come in. It said a person falling off a golf cart, and that was about it. So I thought nothing of it, and then we're just watching TV, and then I got a call from my daughter, my oldest daughter, who was at home, that had gotten a call from the scene and said it was Alexis that had fallen and hit her head. So we have, you know, I couldn't go anywhere. We have a three-man crew up there, so I couldn't shut a station down. But then the assistant chief that was on duty made the call and shut it down and took me down to Essentia, and it didn't sound good on the ride down, so I was just praying all the way.
She was critical from that moment she fell, correct?
Yes, she was unconscious. She was in critical condition for probably 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks.
She was in ICU?
ICU, yes.
I remember when she got out, it was sort of a collective sigh that she finally had made it out of ICU.
Oh, yes.
And now making more and more progress. But those first few days must have been just beyond explanation, I would think.
Yeah. My whole family, Robin and Brittany and I, stayed at the hospital probably 3 weeks straight because it was pins and needles. There were complications. There was, you know, the skull fracture and the swelling of the brain. But then we also ran into complications with blood clots and because they had to have her body so cold to mm-hmm. slow it down and rest the brain. She wasn't in a coma. She wasn't in a medically induced coma. She was just heavily sedated. So, and the blood clots, you know, they had to do blood thinner for the clots, and with a brain injury and bleeding, it one thing worked against the other, and it was mm-hmm. just, it was overwhelming sometimes.
Describe that moment that she opened her eyes.
Oh, unbelievable. Go ahead.
It's difficult, yeah. Isn't it, to talk about it?
It was a miracle. I'll say that.
How have you changed? How has your family changed through this?
Oh, well, my faith, for one thing. Mm-hmm. I've never prayed so much in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he answered our prayers. She's a miracle.
She is indeed. Mm-hmm. So she opened her eyes. She mm-hmm. knew. She knew you, and she knew Robin, and she knew her older sister. And
yeah. Well, they say with the sedation, it takes as many days to wear off as they're on it.
Mm-hmm.
So every day she would get a little more coherent and stuff, and she started to recognize us and started to hear. You know, her hearing's good. She couldn't. She still doesn't talk much.
Right.
She whispers, but she doesn't talk aloud. But yeah, it was just unbelievable.
Tell us about Alexis, if you would. We know that she played basketball. We know she's going to be a senior mm-hmm. She is a senior in high school, mm-hmm. and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tell us more about her.
Well, she's volleyball, basketball, and track. She's just outgoing. She's never bad. You know how bad, you know, girls can get bad to one another.
Oh yeah.
She's just a good general. Caring person,
mm-hmm.
happy, bubbly, always never sad, it seems like. But
well, so tell us about the progress that she's making and what therapy is like for her out at Craig Hospital now.
Oh, the Craig Hospital's wonderful. All the staff is dressed in street clothes to make everyone more comfortable. Robin and I get to go to all the sessions, so we know what's going on and how they're treating her. Plus, when we bring her home, we might have to do some of that stuff for her. Mm-hmm. So we need to learn it also. We help her. We're there with her all the time, you know, learning, feeding. You know, we help her with meals, breakfast, lunch, supper. Robin's learning how to, you know, bathe her and stuff. But she's getting pretty independent. She was putting on makeup here this last weekend.
No way, really?
Oh, yeah, doing fingernails. And she texts on her smartphone.
Really?
So she's doing great.
Wow. We should mention that she's a senior at Davies, but that kids and teams from Fargo North, Fargo South, other schools.
Shanley, West Fargo.
Wahpeton.
Grand Forks Schools. Valley City's been wonderful because that's my hometown. Mm-hmm. They've just been wonderful. Teams from throughout the state, Bismarck Century, everywhere. The support's just overwhelming.
Wow.
Poor Hertz. It's great.
When you were out at Craig Hospital, have you had a chance to meet up with Steve Parmer and Ethan Parmer, who is out there and I think about 16 days away from coming home? Have you had a chance to get together?
Yes. Friday night, Steve rented there's a family room that we can rent with a grill in the outside area that we can get together. And we got together Friday night and grilled out and had some food and talked a lot and supported each other. And it was wonderful.
That must really be a great comfort to have someone from home who can relate to you as a parent.
Mm-hmm. It is. Actually, now there's four people from North Dakota, plus, you know, counting Alexis. They just brought in a young man from Mott that was injured in a longboard accident. Mm-hmm. And so now I know of four North Dakotans that are down at Craig. So it's a very good hospital.
How long will she be there?
We met with therapists and doctors on Tuesday, and they set a tentative date of November 12th for her release.
So,
but if she does better, it could be earlier.
Where does she have to get in terms of her therapy to be able to come home?
She needs to, I'm not sure what our level of therapy is in Fargo here, but she has to get to that level where we can do outpatient when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she'll be all right. I think she'll do good.
Do they expect her language to come back and her hearing to come back as well? Because I would imagine that brain injuries take a long time to ultimately heal, don't they?
No, they expect a full recovery. The walk, talk, eat, you know. Right now she's having a hard time with the swallow part, but in due time they say she should just almost be normal.
And how are you and how is your wife Robin doing?
It's been a long journey, you know, 8 weeks in a hospital room. First, Innovis and then, Craig now. It takes its toll, but when we're down there, you know, we make sure each of us get our own time. You know, she still does her own business, so she has to do some business. And, like last Thursday, I went to a Rockies baseball game in the afternoon, you know,
just to
try to release some stress and getting to know Denver pretty good.
Yeah.
Might not come back.
Did you see? We need you back here.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back.
And you're on a family leave now from the fire department.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth noting, and I mentioned this when Steve Parmer, we talked to him, the Parmer family has given so much to our community. And I know that you, as a captain of the fire department, and I've known you a long time, that you have always been a part of fundraisers throughout our community, and you have given back so much to our community. And I know with the Salvation Army, when you guys ring all day, and I know with the Gift Fashion Show, for example, people come just to see you guys. and so now it's time for the community to continue to support you and wrap our arms around you and your wife and Alexis and your daughter. What is your daughter's name? The other?
Brittany.
And how's she doing?
She's doing good. She flies down almost every other weekend just to see her. But
really?
She's good for Brittany or Alexis. Because she really stimulates her.
She does.
Yeah.
Is Lexi a fighter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's stubborn.
Oh, well.
But when she's determined, she'll get it done.
She will.
She wants the rehab.
And she's, I bet she wants to get back to school, and I bet she wants to play basketball again.
Yeah, that's her main goal, is to get back to Fargo and go see her friends at the high school.
Well,
so.
We know that it's not easy to talk about, but thank you so much for sharing this story with us today. And tomorrow and Sunday, there's a big fundraiser going on for Alexis, and it's at Vix Aircraft Sales and Flight Training. They're going to be doing $20 airplane rides from 8 a.m. until 7 o'clock at Vix. Also, P-51 rides are going to be available, and I bet I know who's doing those, too. I bet I know, Toby. You can inquire about pricing. There will be a free donation lunch. Served from 11 until 2 each day of roasted corn, barbecues, chips, baked beans, and soft drinks. And if you would like to find out more, you can, well, donations are being accepted at Vision Bank on 25th Street South in Fargo for the Alexis Bolstead family. So, Johnny, it's so good to see you. It's always great to see someone after something like this has happened and know you're okay, and she's gonna she's gonna recover and life is gonna be back to normal.
I tell you what, the support we've gotten from the community, and it's just been overwhelming. I don't know how to say thank you to everyone. And then at Innovis, the hospital staff, the ICU staff, the emergency, everyone was just awesome, and I would like to thank them most of all because they they brought my daughter back.
So. John Bolstead, Alexis Bolstead's dad. Thank you, Johnny.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.